Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you, everybody. We'd love to hear from you if you're going through some life issue, if you have a Bible question you can't quite untangle. Well, we'd like to hear from you at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada, and the lines are open right now. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. And here is Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. I want to read this great passage, and before we do, welcome Andrew to the broadcast. Always good to have you with us.
Yeah. Hey, great to be with you, guys.
You doing well? Everything good in your life these days?
Well, we are healthy up here in Lubbock. It's a pretty sad outlook with the virus multiplying up here, but we are safe, and it's just important to be sound-minded and careful these days.
Yes, indeed. I think that's a good word of encouragement to our listeners. And in light of all that's going on, we certainly need hope. We need hope in our day-to-day lives. And the Bible is just filled with promises of hope. And today I want to read one out of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. And it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." So our hope is tied to the faithfulness of God. He's been faithful throughout generations. He's been faithful in our lives in the past, and he's certainly going to prove himself to be faithful as we move forward, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And, you know, I think that this passage in Hebrews is so important to us right now, Bob, because this hope that we have is based on a finished work. To start with, it's finished. And I think we need to see that because, you know, you look at the cross and all that Hebrews does in bragging about the cross. We've been brought near by the cross. We've been forgiven by the cross. We have been put in union with Jesus through the cross and the resurrection. And so when you look at that, you say, that's why we've got hope. Look, they can take my health away from me. My wealth can be taken from me. My very physical life can be taken from me. But this is untakeable. This hope that I have in Jesus Christ, it is the same hope that the early church had when they were persecuted, dragged away from their homes, tortured and killed. They had this hope. And we have it today, the full assurance, this incredible hope that we profess. And it says that we can hold unswervingly to this, and it's all because of the truthfulness of God. So, you know, my feelings are all over the place. I feel relaxed, then I feel stressed, I feel anxiety, I feel fear, then I feel comfort again. My emotions are up and down and all around, but this promise and the promise keeper, God himself, he's the one who's faithful and steady and consistent. And Bob, that's why we can really, genuinely have hope no matter what comes our way. And I just love that Jesus himself is our hope.
Yes, indeed. I do too. It really takes us back to what Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 1, Christ in us, our hope of glory. And so everything that he did on that cross, that finished work, was pointing to the fact that he could come and take up residence in us, that he could be at home in our hearts, that we could go through every day having confidence and assurance that he's right there with us and that he will cause all things to work together for our good. So it is Christ. Christ is our hope. He's our hope for eternity, that future. He's our hope for right now. And when we hold on to him, we will see his faithfulness just day in and day out. And that just goes to increase our confidence and our assurance. It all works together, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. That's Jesus not just dying for us, but giving his very presence to us. And he calls himself the Comforter for a reason. We can trust him. We can relax with him. We're safe around him. So this hope is a real sure thing. And when we realize that, guys, that's what enables us to rest and enjoy him. Christianity's not supposed to be a headache where you wonder where you stand and how you're doing and if you're okay and if you'll be okay tomorrow. What is supposed to set us apart is this peace that passes understanding. And we can't fabricate that. We can't crank that out or drum that up through some sort of effort on our part, some heroic effort to try to seem calm. But instead, it's really fixing our eyes on Jesus himself and saying, all right, what kind of God is this? How good is he? How gracious, how forgiving, how kind? Can I really call this agape love? Does he really love me with no strings attached? Is he really going to be there for me no matter what? And as we start to believe, yes, yes, a shout it from the rooftops, yes, well, we start to automatically then relax and rest and trust, and we find that peace. And Bob, there's just nothing like it on the planet. The Prince of Peace himself gives us that peace, and it's like no other.
That's the voice of Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We would love to offer an open line to you right now at 844-322-2742. That's a good number in the U.S. and Canada. You can call right in directly into the studio right now and pose your question to Andrew and Bob and me. We'd love to hear from you again at 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. And Andrew, we've been talking about it this month. As a matter of fact, you have as well, that you and Bart Millard of Mercy Me co-authored the book, The Hurt and the Healer. And we're saying thanks to our donors this month by sending them a copy of the book. If you will, please tell our listeners what it was like to work with Bart, one of the biggest names in Christian music today, how that came about, and what they can expect as they read The Hurt and the Healer.
Yeah, well, Bob, this book is really about our pain and how our pain intersects with Jesus. I mean, Jesus has promised to be there for us. And so I guess the question we're asking is, Bart and I wrote this book, is how is he there for us when we don't feel like we measure up, when, you know, guilt is just dominating our lives, when we're blowing up at people and anger and rage seem to be controlling us? Or how about when temptation hits us really hard with that persistent, aggravating, sinful thought that keeps coming at us? How do we respond? Where is Jesus? What's he saying to us? How do we find our way forward? And then I would say, you know, this year, just looking back, my goodness, where is Jesus when life is just too hard? And we've certainly felt our dose of that this year, Bob, with this worldwide trouble that we've been in. So I love that this book addresses these things at this time, The Hurt and the Healer. And yes, Bart is a person who ministers the gospel through music. He travels the world as the lead singer of Mercy Me. And, you know, we wrote this book together, The Hurt and the Healer, in order to reach people, not just on the radio through Basic Gospel, but also through Mercy Me. And he has taken this resource to his concerts, and people have really found freedom in Christ and celebrated that, getting back to us with letters and emails and comments about what God has done through The Hurt and the Healer. So I'm really thrilled that Basic Gospel is offering this resource this month as a thank you to donors, because I think that this is the year really when this book can mean the most to people, having gone what we've gone through here, and now to just be reminded that Jesus is our everything, that he's not just Savior and Lord. He is our life. He is our rescuer. He is our comforter. So, Bob, this book, The Hurt and the Healer, I think is going to bless a lot of people, and I'm so glad that we're offering it this month.
Absolutely. I think it will be, as you do, a terrific encouragement to many people. And it's our gift back to our donors for supporting this message and this ministry called Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you today, friends, if you can, to make a donation at basicgospel.net. As always, just click that big prominent donate link right there on the homepage at basicgospel.net and request your copy of The Hurt and the Healer. Well, 844-322-2742, the lines are wide open, and we'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, we've had several calls that came in off hours. Let's listen to one right now.
Hi, I have a question about Christians getting divorced. I guess my question is, I understand that there are certain biblical allowances for divorce, so let's assume that, you know, a Christian doesn't meet those criteria, but then gets remarried. And I also understand that, you know, a Christian is saved by grace and that salvation is permanent and that there's no falling from grace. My concern is if a Christian is remarried, they live in a state of adultery. Is there a reconciliation for that? Does God forgive? Or do Christians live in a permanent state of adultery out of grace with God? That's my question. Thank you.
Really good question, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah.
And it speaks to more than just marriage. It really speaks to the finished work of the cross, one of the things that we were just talking about.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting. There is a popular radio teacher or two that is using this terminology, a permanent state of adultery. And when you start to put that label on a Christian, it really shows that you're not aware of what Christ has done. No Christian is in any permanent state of anything except being in Christ. So I know that we talk about Christians, we say, hey, have you heard about her? She's living in sin. Well, if she's a believer, she's living in Christ. She may be sinning, sure, but she's living in Christ. That's where she lives. That is her state. So I think that first and foremost, we need to see that our position, our place, our status, our state is permanent in Jesus Christ. It is something that is unshakable and firm and secure. You know, that's why he says things. God promises things like, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, nothing separates you from the love of Christ. But furthermore, we need to see that our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. Hebrews 10:14 says that by one offering, we've been made perfect for all time. So let's talk about that phrase, for all time. That means that you're made perfect forever if you sin 5 times, 500 times, or 5 million times. You're still, by one offering, made perfect forever. Now, this is not some sort of influence that makes you go out and sin more. I mean, you're sinning just fine while you think that you're dirty and rotten and distant. You're sinning just fine when you don't even realize your forgiveness. So what forgiveness does for us, as Peter says, it works all kinds of new qualities in our behavior. If you're lacking these qualities, Peter says, you have forgotten your purification. So what's the answer? You've got to remember your purification. So, Bob, I would say we need to remember that we're totally forgiven, past, present, and future. And second, we need to remember that our state is that we are always in Christ. And then I wake up on a Monday morning and I confront my marriage situation, I confront my divorce situation, or I confront my singlehood situation, whatever it is. I confront my circumstances not from a place of I need to get somewhere, I've lost God, I'm separated, I've distanced myself. No, I don't come at it from that mentality. I wake up and say, now I'm in union with Christ, and I'm led by Him, and I'm clean, and I'm close, and He inspires and motivates me from the heart. So, Lord Jesus Christ, lead me today. I'm looking to You for wisdom and discernment. And so, you know, every single believer that is listening to this radio broadcast, you need to know that in this very moment, as you're listening to these words, you are a totally forgiven person, and the only state that you are in is the state of being in Christ. And yes, you may have 5 struggles or 50 struggles, but it doesn't change your location. It doesn't change your connection with Christ. And guys, when we see this, that God has done it, He's brought us in union, He's made us forgiven, it is finished, then we start to approach life in a whole new way, don't we, Bob?
Yes, we do. And, you know, here's an interesting thing in the Word of God in 1 Corinthians. It talks about, you know, husbands and wives, as far as believers are concerned, that you know, to be reconciled. It says the husband should not divorce his wife. He should not divorce her. It says that several times. And it's interesting when you look at the underlying Greek, that word divorce is the exact same word that the Bible uses for forgiveness, aphaimi. I think I've said that right, but it's the exact same word. And what does that mean? It means to put away or to send away. So what is divorce? It's the sending away of the spouse and never to care for or consider ever again. It's kind of a moving on. Well, what did God do with our sins? He sent them away. He divorced us from those sins so that we could be joined to Christ Jesus. And that feeds into what exactly what you were saying there, Andrew, that we are always in Christ. We will never, ever, ever, ever be outside of Christ, which means we will never be outside of his grace or outside of his favor. And that's good news. And when we realize that, that's what gives us the wisdom on how to proceed in any situation that we have in life.
Yes, and in this passage, I so wish that 1 Corinthians 7, which is Paul's treatise on marriage and divorce and being a widow and being single, I so wish that we would stop carving this into tablets of stone and using it to beat people over the head with it, so to speak, guys, because, you know, Paul does a back and forth here like you seldom see in the scriptures. He says a wife must not separate, and then the next verse says, but if she does. And then he says earlier, it's better for you to stay unmarried, but if you can't control yourself, if you should marry, that's okay too. Now, if you're a widow, you know, it's better that you not seek remarriage, but if you're burning with passion, that's okay too. You can get married. If you're single and you want to remain single, go ahead. Now, if you get married, you have not sinned. So do you see then that there's this beautiful back and forth, and essentially Paul is saying, here's wisdom for you. You're sitting in Corinth. You're experiencing tribulation and persecution and even famine. And so here's the best instruction we have for you. You're not going to find a greener pasture. Don't look to the created being, whether it's a man or a woman. Don't look to the opposite sex as someone who's going to meet all your needs. It is Christ Jesus who meets your needs. And so you don't need to be all revved up and anxious to change your marital status. But if you do, you have not sinned. And then you say, well, wait, what if I had a divorce and it wasn't pretty circumstances and it was wrong motives? Well, now we're back to, where do you live? You live in today. You live in this moment in Jesus. You can't change the past. And so you don't try to go back and make up for lost time and try to do penance. Instead, you look to the blood of Christ and you look to the resurrection and say, I'm righteous and holy and blameless, and I'm going to live in today with the cross of Christ firmly in focus.
Wow. Great answer, guys. And ma'am, I hope you're listening, and thanks for reaching out. Hope that's a help to you. The best news of all is you're in Christ.
Yes, indeed.
That's the bottom line right there. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. I'm Bob Davis. And again, we have open lines, 844-322-2742. Again, in Canada and the U.S., 844-322-2742. And want to remind you once again that Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Central Time, we hope you'll join us on YouTube or Facebook as we stream live video of this program. You'll find easy-to-use links at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. Well, guys, another question that came in off hours. Let's listen.
My name's Jimmy Lee. I'm from Log Cabin, Texas, and I was baptized when I was 11, 12 years old. But then I lived lots, and then I married. She divorced me. She had an affair. I had an affair, drugs, drinking, everything went sour. I got remarried to a great, wonderful woman. I've been married 26 years. She'd never been baptized. She got baptized last year. I got baptized with her, with my children, everything. I walk a straight line with Christ. I'm studying to be a minister. I've studied theology. But I've been told that I have to divorce my wife and try to reconcile with my first wife. And then if I can't reconcile with my first wife, then I have to divorce my current wife and live a life of being single, because I'm living sexually immoral and I'm an adulterer. Well, I don't find that to be true, because I think of King David and Bathsheba. He married her. He had her husband on the front line. Did he go to hell? Again, thank you very much, and bless you so much for your time that you give to the Lord.
There's a lot there.
There certainly is. And, Andrew, that speaks to some of that poor theology we were talking about earlier. There's a lot of folks that say that's exactly what he needs to do, but you're not going to find any real scriptural support for that, are you?
No. You go to 1 Corinthians 7, and he's saying don't seek divorce. And somebody says, well, no, you don't understand, Paul. This is my second marriage. This is my third or even fifth marriage. You don't understand. Well, I think Brother Paul does understand in writing these Corinthians. I mean, my goodness, let's think about his audience. As I like to say, you know, this is in Corinth. It's so much paganism and so much debauchery. It's sort of like a spring break on Miami Beach plus a little Mardi Gras plus a little Vegas on steroids. And there you've got all of the heinous and shockingly evil stuff that's going on in Corinth. And so then you say, is it possible that some of his audience is on a second marriage? Well, of course. Are they on a third or fourth marriage? Of course. This is very possible. And he writes them and tells them, do not change your current status. And so essentially he is saying two wrongs don't make a right. And I think it is just poor teaching and very poor advice for us to run around telling Christians that are in a second marriage that they should now commit this sin of leaving their current spouse and then try to hope to reconcile to that first one. Many times that old spouse, that ex, they don't want anything to do with us. And so, you know, it's just straightforward. Here we are back at square one where we started today's broadcast. We're saying remain in the condition that you're in. And if you want to talk condition, by the way, your spiritual condition is that of being blameless, of being holy, of being righteous, of being forgiven. I hope that people hear our words. These are not just words for church or Sunday school. We are literally saying that you are as pure as you can be before God himself right in this moment. And there's no amount of changing your marital status, getting married, getting divorced, getting remarried. None of that changes your place in Jesus. And we must camp on that. That is, you talk about hope, Bob, that is our hope, that we are 100% rock solid okay because Jesus is our life right now in every moment, no matter what.
No matter what. Well, that's the basic gospel story right there. And friends, we love hearing from you. And hey, really, really enjoyed hearing this one.
Oh, I just want to say, Michael from Alberta, your show is really good. And thank you.
Short and sweet.
That was short and sweet. And we certainly always love to hear from listeners like Michael who show appreciation and give encouragement. And Andrew, like everybody, we need encouragement, don't we? And it's so nice to hear from our listeners who give us a shot of that day in and day out, and we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, we are celebrating along with him and celebrating with you. We get it. What makes this ministry work is the message of Jesus Christ, and that is the message that has transformed our lives. So quite candidly, we're not surprised to hear from one person and then another who have been impacted by the love and grace of God, the same grace that has changed us forever.
What a privilege we have to proclaim this message every day here on Basic Gospel. And Andrew, as always, great to have you today to share what you've learned and what the Lord has taught you through these years of ministry. And we look forward to continuing that week by Amen. Week and year by year.
Yes, sir.
Well, friends, thank you for joining us for Basic Gospel. Keep in mind that if you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with some troublesome issue of everyday living, we're here to help. Give us a call at 844-322-2742, and we'll discuss it on Basic Gospel. In the U.S. and Canada, that's 844-322-2742. And again, thanks to the many of you who faithfully support Basic Gospel every month with your prayers and with your gifts to keep Basic Gospel on the air and online. To help today, just click donate at basicgospel.net. And when you do make your November gift, we'll send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and our friend Andrew Farley. That's donate at basicgospel.net. And we would love to send you a copy of that great book. It'll be a terrific encouragement at this particular time, The Hurt and the Healer. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and with genuine thanks to Andrew for being with us today as always, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.